And because this has been so politically bad for Bush and then Obama, even though people seem to have forgotten that he said that he was going to close it, right. It seems like the U.S. is now opting to just kill suspected militants abroad instead of capturing them. I mean, is this just the new policy because of how bad this detention facility has kind of been a scar on the administration?
Well, it's been hopefully that's not the policy. I mean, if the U.S. has gotten to the point where killing people is easier than confining them, that's a sad commentary.
What a sad commentary indeed, if it were true. And guess what? It is. According to The Guardian, the lawyer who drafted the policy on drone assassinations, John Bellinger, claims that the Obama administration's ramping up the use of killer robots for this very reason. He says the administration's unwilling to deal with the consequences of capturing these terror suspects alive and having them end up in the limbo of Gitmo. At a press conference at the Bipartisan Policy Center, Bellinger said, quote, this government has decided that instead of detaining members of Al-Qaeda at Gitmo, they're going to kill them. So basically, Obama's drone architect admits that 5,000 human beings have died just so Obama can avoid bad press. Because heaven forbid we deal with the antiquated concept of the rule of law, you know, capturing suspects alive and actually charging them with a crime before blowing them and everyone around them up. Wow, Obama, how far you've strayed.